With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Speaking from Brussels, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he knows Ukraine wants more air defense systems, particularly Patriots.
I don't have any announcements on Patriot batteries today, but what I can tell you is that I continue to work this, and I'm in constant contact with my Ukrainian counterpart, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that they have the capability that they need, and they would get it there as quickly as we can.
NATO defense ministers trying to agree on a new plan to provide long-term security assistance and military training to Ukraine. President Biden hosts a summit in Washington next month. Also at SRNNews.com, the House votes to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress for withholding audio of an interview with President Biden. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan says the House must hold Garland in contempt.
Step one is to pass the resolution holding the Attorney General in contempt for not giving the House of Representatives, the body who's in an impeachment inquiry phase of our oversight responsibilities, not giving us the best evidence.
The final vote, 216 to 207. The number of Americans filing for jobless benefits jumped to the highest level in 10 months last week.
In another possible sign that the labor market is loosening under the weight of high interest rates, the Labor Department reports unemployment benefit applications for the week ending June 8th rose by 13,000 to 242,000. That's up from 229,000 the week before. It's also significantly more than the 225,000 new claims analysts were expecting.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, stocks have been mixed, the Dow dropping 136 points, but the NASDAQ is up 32 points. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham will be overseas this weekend.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel at an arena in Birmingham on June 15th, the first of two stops he has planned for the United Kingdom this month. On the 22nd, he will preach in Glasgow. Contemporary Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith, will perform at the gospel festivals. Graham toured the UK back in 2022 despite efforts by gay activists to get his leases canceled at several stadiums. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for homosexuals, teachers, and major publishers have asked a federal appeals court to affirm a lower court order that blocked key parts of an Iowa law banning books. The measure bars the use of books that include pornographic images from school libraries and classrooms. And it will also forbid teachers from raising gender identity and sexual orientation issues with the younger students. This is SRN News. The Boston Celtics need one more win to raise another banner.
The Celtics are a win away from their 18th NBA championship following a 106-99 victory over the Mavericks. Boston led 91-70 following a 20-5 run early in the fourth quarter, but Dallas eventually before falling behind love three in the series. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown each scored 30 points to help the Celts improve to 10-1. Brown also had 8 rebounds and 8 assists as the Celtics moved to 7-0 on the road this postseason.
We've been in those positions and we've lost, so it was great to overcome that.
Kyrie Irving had 35 points, and Luka Doncic added 27 for the Mavs before fouling out. I'm Dave Ferry.
Netflix is announcing a hot dog eating contest between rivals Joey Chestnut and Takara Kobayashi. 16-time hot dog eating champion Chestnut will face off with Kobayashi in a live Netflix special on September 2nd. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.